Termites are small insects resembling ants. They live in colonies and build giant nests for themselves. The building blocks of the nest are bricks made from soil, which worker termites make by using their saliva as mortar. The height of a termite nest can sometimes be as much as 3 or 4 meters. The architecture of these nests, which are like giant skyscrapers when compared to the size of these termites, is stunning. The inside of a termite's nest is full of narrow passages. In the depths of these corridors, some 1.5 million termites work together in great harmony. When we look at a cross-section of a nest, we see that there is a special chamber for the queen, agricultural areas, storehouses, and air conditioning passages. The termites both see to the construction and repair of the nest, and also prepare to meet any potential enemies, as well as engaging in agriculture inside the nest by growing fungus. The survival of such a large population depends on one very important condition: the stabilization of the nest's heat and moisture balance. The solution to this problem is absolutely perfect. Parallel panels are built in the roof area of the termite nest. These panels, made of mud, absorb the moisture given off by the termites' bodies. This moisture evaporates with the heat inside and heads upwards through the nest's air conditioning channels. This evaporation both lowers the temperature of the nest and also ensures a continuous circulation of air. These panels in the termite nest perform a perfect air conditioning function. And there are other amazing examples of termites' construction knowledge. Another species of northern Australia makes nests in the shape of a dagger, very wide but with very fine edges. The secret of these nests lie in their angle to the sun. The nests are at such an angle that at noon, when the sun is at its height, only a very small surface of the nest faces the sun, and thus heat is kept to a minimum. The same angle is employed in all these species' nests, with no mistakes. But the most striking feature of this subject is that the termites, which do all this wonderful building, are blind. So, how do these tiny creatures, which cannot see a centimeter in front of them, construct these giant towers based on fine engineering calculations? How do the 1.5 million termites in one nest manage such perfect cooperation? A famous British naturalist, David Attenborough, makes this comment on the question in one of his documentaries.
Each worker places its pellet of mud in a position demanded by a master plan, though how they're able to do so, we don't begin to understand.
This great plan, which human beings cannot understand, but which termites obey without question, is the inspiration given to these creatures by God.